Welcome to our pre-show today. And probably you're getting the drift. I'm getting the drift that we're going to do encore shows this week because we're taking a week off. It's been a I don't think I've taken a week off in a long time, as I was mentioning last night. And it's been a whirlwind month. It's been a fucking whirlwind of a month. I've picked my entire life up. Think about this, man. Because last month I wasn't sure what I was going to do. Last month I thought maybe I would stay in California and Jackie and I would continue our long distance thing. But then I realized, you know, after selling my house, you know, I had options and I said, fuck it, you know, let's do this, man. Let's, you know, and I checked it out with Jackie and she was down with it completely. If she hadn't been, I mean, you know, but, I knew she was, and I was, and we was, and we am is. I mean, we are. So I picked up my whole goddamn life. Thunder 2, okay? There was no way I was going to put her in a shelter. You can kiss my fucking... Anybody... Well, never mind. Don't get me started. She's my friend for 12 fucking years. She's a cat. She's been my friend for 12 goddamn years. There wasn't any way I was going to give her away to anybody. Even I thought about giving her to Susie. Susie's been like my assistant, Girl Friday, everything for almost 20 years. And Susie, and Thunder knows Susie and loves the hell out of Susie. And Susie would, you know, cat sit when I was out of town, like coming back here to see Jackie or wherever. Even then, I wasn't going to give her to Susie because Thunder, I thought, you know, and I probably was, you know, really stretching a point here. I thought Thunder would be sitting there going, well, what happened to the guy that was, what happened to Phil, you know? But maybe cats and dogs don't have that kind of memory. I don't fucking know. But anyway, we put Thunder in a transport. It was an individual van, pet travel transport. I recommend them. Gabby and Christy and the gang, and they drove her across the country in her own little crate. In her own van, that van, only her and her food and her litter and two fucking boxes I had the guys take. And across the country they went in 2.5 days. And I got here, shit, I got here about 12 hours ahead of Thunder. And Christy had emailed me and said, well, I'm here. Or she had messaged, said, well, we're here. We can still drop her off tomorrow morning because that's when I thought she was going to be here on the 18th. I said, no, I mean, she said, we can drop her off tonight. I said, do it. So there was Thunder after her long distance trip across the country. I mean, that was weird. And then Adam, my brother, comes out here and builds our studio, puts our studio together. All kinds of fucking gear he came out here with, man. Some of it we had to buy. we had to buy new lights. We had to buy tripods. For at least one camera and a tripod for the light. We did buy another computer. We bought the video computer dedicated to video. I mean, you know, I mean, and then in Adam's time and putting him up at a swank hotel because he demanded only the best. I'm kidding. But it still was pretty good. Called the Hilton good. But anyway, it was. It was really good. Anyway, just Jesus Christ, man. And then just jumping into it, you know, jumping right into it and going, hi, here I am, you know. And we didn't know whether we were from the Banana Coast, whether we're going to be from the fucking Space Coast. How do you replace, you know, from the El Pacifico in Southern California that I've been doing for years and years and years and years and fucking years? How do you replace, what do you replace that with? Well, you just start anew, you know, which is what we did. So it's been emotionally grinding as much as I love Jackie, and I do. And we've had a good time together. I miss the hell out of California. I'd be lying to you if I said I would. I miss the hell out of California. I miss the hell out of my friends. I miss my sisters who have been in touch with me daily. And I miss the culture. And people who don't like California are going to get what I'm saying here. You just don't fucking get it. But I do miss the culture. I miss the traffic. I miss the freeway. I miss seeing the mountains big time. And shit, you know. But, hey, I didn't want that two-hour drive to L.A. every day, and I was thinking I was going to move to Sierra Madre, which is just north of Los Angeles, a suburb that I grew up near. But I said, fuck it, we're coming here. So here we are, and it's been, you know, what it's been. So I'm taking a goddamn week off, whether people like it or not.
Yeah. Yeah. That's the way to do it, Mr. Henry.
Thank you. I don't know why that's funny to me. I don't know where that came from, but that's, to me, that's That's hysterically fucking funny. The guy says, you know, yes, we were here for you all those years that you wished I was dead.
Yeah.
Anyway, today we're going to do a Rory MacLeod special. Rory, our curator, and he did the best of Barn and Brown, Dr. Arthur Barn and Dr. William Brown. Dr. Arthur Barn was a former vampire hunter, now dedicated to telling people they don't exist. Dr. William Brown, a animal rights activist who hates animals because they treat him like shit. But he's kind to them and he treats them good, even though they treat him like dog shit and it just pisses him off. Okay, so we're going to do that. And bless your heart, I think what we're going to do, what are we doing for the... we're for the classic hour. We're going to go to November of 99, I think, right? We are November of 1999. I mean, December of 1999, I believe.
Let me check it out, you know. Check it out.
Which is a man. All right. Here we go.